Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's very special guest is Joan Marie Whalen, an accomplished master intuitive, business strategist, and lifestyle consultant. And after years of helping others tap into their intuition, she did the same to reestablish the clothing label her grandfather started nearly a century ago. So now Joan Marie shares how you too can use your intuition to turn a passion into a business. So welcome, Joan Marie.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. Now, let's talk about how you went from a successful, intuitive business and life coach to starting a clothing line that seems so random.
You know, it is crazy. And I literally, when this whole idea and vision came to me 2 years ago, I thought I was seriously losing my mind. And I spoke to a friend and I said, you know, I have these ideas for these clothes and style. But she said to me, you know what, Joan Marie, it makes sense because you use your imagination and your creativity all the time. You know, when I work with companies or businesses or startups, I give them ideas. I help create product. I help create taglines or the title of a book or what the meat of the book needs to be. So I've been actually doing this for years for other people. And then I turned it inwardly and actually did it for myself. And
right.
Hence I created a clothing line.
Well, that's awesome. So now how did you know that it was something that you had to do? Now you said you had dreams and visions. So what was that process from hearing those and experiencing those to actually making something happen?
You know, and this is key for everyone. Every human being is intuitive, whether they, you know, want to admit it or not. And we all can use our dreams to get messages. And so I literally had my great-grandfather came to me in a dream and gave me a very direct message that I was going to move into the fashion industry. And of course, I ignored it and thought, who is this crazy person telling me what to do? But when the dream wouldn't go away and it kept gnawing at me, and then, you know, the energy of my grandfather came in another dream, and then things happened, you know, with my mom where she said, come with me to the fabric district and look at fabric with me, which she has never said in all the 40 years I've known her. And just crazy things were knocking on my door that I just had to stop and say, you know what, there's something going on that I need to pay attention to. And that's for all of us. If something is gnawing at you or something keeps popping up all the time, then that's the universe or somebody getting your attention to say, hey, go in this direction. And that's really what it was for me.
Wow. And so you were like, okay, this is it. I cannot ignore this anymore. You know, my great grandfather.
I could not. Well, I mentioned it to my mom. I said, okay, mom, please just listen. I thought she was going to like yell or scream or say, are you crazy? For God's sakes, you have, you know, because my mom works with me in the intuition business. And so I sat my mom down and I said, okay, now you know what we do for a living and I'm having these dreams and now this vision and now you want me to go to the fabric district. And she said, oh my God, you have to do this. So it was awesome to have my mom literally just say to me, you need to do this. And then I shared with a few friends and said, I'm going to create this line and let's just see what happens. And every human being said to me, you need to do this. And I've never had that in this lifetime where I've had everyone be in alignment with what I was sharing with them. You know, but I say to people, whether people are for you or against you and you have this gut feeling, then you need to do it. But it literally came in a vision. I literally, and it's not as if I went to design school. It's not as if I took a sketching class. I mean, when I was in ninth grade in high school and my mom went to my open house art class, she looked at me and she goes, don't ever go into art. It was so bad. I mean, it was so bad. And so I'm looking at this and it's crazy. I mean, I have spent months going to bed saying, oh my God, am I losing my mind? Am I crazy? Like, what am I thinking? And I will tell you, this is probably the scariest thing I'm ever doing in my life, which is going into a whole new field, starting almost from scratch, really, and just introducing myself and things that I love, you know, and it's a very vulnerable, it's courageous, it's scary. I mean, I have nights where I could just eat a lot of ice cream because I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? But your intuition never fails you. To everyone who is listening, your intuition never fails you. It does not steer you down the wrong road. And if you feel so joyous about doing something, then you have to do it. And that's really what I've never, when I say I've never been so happy, I literally could walk away from my day job, and I own a very successful company, and just do this. And I've decided to marry the two and still do the inner work and now dress women with the outer. But it's not about logic. It's not about things falling into perfect alignment. It's just about a gut feeling that will never go away, and you need to pursue something.
Now, Jo Marie, what are the most important things that our listeners can do today? The three, you say there are three most important things that our listeners can do today to feel what you're feeling, to tap into that intuition that they have inside them and discover their passion, their purpose, and then be able to monitor it.
Perfect. One thing that I would say clearly for everybody, because some people have no idea why they're alive, and I'm in my 40s, and I'm launching this in my 40s, so I don't care how old you are, because you're right on schedule to be doing something that excites you, whether it's a hobby or whether it's for a vision to earn a living. And so I say to everybody, I want you to go to bed at night, and I want you to ask powerful questions. If you believe in somebody else besides yourself or a God or higher powers or just you or your divine angel team, just ask questions. Literally say, I want to know what my passion is and why I came back to Earth. You don't need to know the answers, but you have to ask powerful questions. When you go off to sleep, you know, I often say when I go off to bed, please bring me all the wisdom that I need for tomorrow. And so you have to ask a powerful question, because that creates the momentum of the energy for you. And then I don't need you to even find the answer, because the answer will come to you. I also want you to schedule some time. And believe me, I know we're all busy. If you can't sit down with a pad and pen, then do it in the shower. Do it while you're driving. I want you to start literally talking to yourself. You're not going to go crazy. I want you to say, I'm ready to take a risk. I'm ready to be in alignment with my purpose of why I came back to Earth. I'm ready to listen. And I want you to create the momentum of the questions. I want you to create the momentum to set the tone that I am listening. We all have to be in alignment to listen in order to receive the messages. If someone has a lot of blocks or fear or insecurity, I encourage you, however you feel that you need to remove it. You know, I have, you know, free meditation CDs on the website that helps remove blocks. You can go out in nature, you know, do some form of exercise. But you want to create movement that if you have emotional blocks or fear that comes up or insecurity, you want to work on removing them and asking the fear to talk to you. What you also want to do is you want to set wheels in motion. If you have an idea or something's burning in you and it doesn't go away, you have to take the action. The greatest thing you can do in life is ask for the help. I know nothing about this industry. I have some people in the industry that laugh in my face and think I'm crazy. I still ask other people. Don't allow any door to close. If somebody closes the door, then you find somebody else who's going to open the door. And you need to take very calculated action and risks. And so I want you to create a map. Like I help people map out 2 years of their life. So it's like between now and, let's just say, 2016, what every single day can you do to take action? What thoughts do you need to have? How do you need to feel about the end result? And then what, use your imagination of who can I talk to? Do research. I read the Wall Street Journal now every day. I study the fashion. I go to Barnes & Noble and I sit down and I'll spend 2 hours reading magazines. I am educating myself. And so you have to keep educating yourself. You have to talk to the higher power in you, and you have to be in alignment to listen, because how we make more money, how you grow a successful business, how you create your intuition to be deeper is by listening and by being comfortable receiving. In order to be successful in life, you have to be comfortable receiving. So does all of this, I know it's fast and furious, but does that make sense?
It makes complete sense. It makes absolute sense, Jo Marie. Now, I know that you have a very exciting event coming up that you would like to tell everyone about. So tell us about your charity event.
Yes, what we decided to do, my mom, who raised four babies on her own, and we're all about women. We love you men too, but right now we're starting with women. And so a piece of everything that we're selling in our clothing line, and I have a charity event in New York City on November 10th. So if you're in the area, please, you can go to our website, jenmarieclassics.com, and find out about it. We are teaming up with Safe Horizons in New York, and we are giving a portion of our of the money from the charity event and all the clothes that we sell forever. Forever, as I'm in this business, we are giving directly to women, so it's not going to administrative staff or other people, and we're helping people get out of abusive situations. If somebody needs help getting out of a very unhealthy environment, then we've teamed up with Safe Horizons to do that. We also are, some of the money is also going for if people need to go back to school to get better educated to raise their children, or they want to, you know, they need something in order to get, you know, get move forward in life. We all need help. We needed help when we were kids. My mom needed help. And if it wasn't for her best friend, she never would have gotten her real estate license, which supported us our whole lives. And so we are here to help women right now get off their feet, get out of unhealthy situations, and feel comfortable, you know, moving forward in life. Life is about confidence in yourself. It's about having self-esteem within you. And Lord knows I've been doing it for a living for 20 years, so I can help with the inner stuff still, which is what we're doing, and we're going to help with the outer of dressing people, and we're going to work with organizations to get women healthy mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially.
Wow. Well, there you have it. I don't know.
And you can look good too.
I can't add anything else except for everyone. If you would like to connect with this amazing energy that is Joan Marie Whalen, you can. You can learn more about her wisdom and inspiration. She's got live chats and updates. You can follow her on Facebook.com/Joan Marie fan page. Or on Twitter at Joan Marie Whalen, and we'll spell that for everybody. That's WHELAN on Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. So connect with Joan Marie and learn all about everything.
Oh, thank you so much. And I really appreciate it. And if you're in the area, just come on November 10th. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I wish I could. I will tell friends that I have if they're in the area to come on out. But if anyone is, check out JoanMarieClassics.com. You can find out how to join in. Okay, thanks, Joan Marie. This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that could be perfect for you. Till next time.